The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
We're glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Welcome, 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 and happy 4th of July week. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And yes, I am Vincent Jenna. Last I checked, I am and will always be in this lifetime Vincent Jenna, and with a junior at the end. And it's a very funny story about that because I'm really not a junior. Junior is when you have the exact name of your father. Well, my father's name was Vincent Anthony Jenna. And I have no middle name. They never gave me a middle name. They figured that just putting junior on the birth certificate was enough. So my full name is Vincent Jenna Jr. It's not even a surname. It is the actual name on my birth certificate. And that's an old Italian laugh that we always had that has absolutely nothing to do with my father's name, which is very funny. So, yes, so welcome to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Today, we're going to be taking callers again. But before we get to the phone lines, I can imagine that they'd be ringing already. I just want to go over the next couple of weeks what the show is going to be focusing on, right? So today is your day, answering your questions. But next week, July 10th, we're going to be talking about what is stopping you. You know, on a Stop Stopping Yourself show, you've heard all about some of the things that I talked about, the psychological anomalies that cause the blockages and the resistances and the self-sabotaging beliefs and the behaviors. But what are those blockages? What are the resistances? The psychology of our mind helps to create them, but what are they? You need to become aware of them and know what they are in order to get rid of them. And I'm almost going to touch on some of that today in between my readings to talk about those blockages. But next week, we're going to dedicate the time just to that. And so if you think you have a blockage, next week is a really good time to be able to listen to the show and call in and share your blockage. You might as well. And we can talk about it and any of the resistances. And so many of my readings, that's what I hear from my readies right away, is I have a block. I have a blockage. And I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what relationship that I'm supposed to be in. You know, my life feels blocked. Now, that's the majority of people, believe it or not, in the world. In the world, and they may not always admit that they have a block, but I promise you, they're not manifesting everything they want, therefore they have a block, and we'll talk about that next week. Then the week after that, July 17th, I have another special guest. And like I said before, I just love my field because I get to meet the most amazing people. And this person, Kathleen Malone, she created the company Carefree Sundance Productions. If you've watched any of my Facebook postings or social media, you'll see that I'm doing a Soul Summit in Scottsdale, Arizona in September. And Kathleen helped to produce that and put that together. But she has an incredible story, a very powerful one, about being a caregiver for her parents, but then not just having the caregiving part of it, but also having the experience after, from the beyond. And she is not necessarily a practicing medium, but she certainly had received validation, and she has an amazing story to share. So join us on July 17th, Mark your calendar for that. And July 24th, I'm doing something very special. I am at many of my events. I do guided meditations. In my classes, I do guided meditations. on the 24th, I'm not only going to do a guided meditation, okay, I am going to do a reverie. And a reverie is a meditation that causes an experience. You will experience, if you are participating and you are here, especially if you're here live and you're participating, you will have the chance to meet your own guide and communicate with whoever your guide is. Whoever has a special message for you, I am going to bring you to that being through a reverie, and you will experience what you may not have ever experienced before. So you certainly do not want to miss July 24th. Mark your calendar. It is not the last Wednesday of July, but it is the second to the last Wednesday of July. So be sure to join us then, okay? That's going to be pretty exciting. And the more open you are, the more imagination you allow yourself to use, the deeper the experience you're going to have, all right? And great. I already have callers lined up. So you hang in there, callers. Don't you get off the air. I'm going to come to you momentarily. But I also wanted to talk about some of the events that I'm doing. People are asking me all the time, when are you going to be in my area? What are you doing next? The rest of the year is pretty filled for me. From July 19th to the 21st, I am going to be in Seattle, Washington at the East West Bookstore. It's going to be a real wonderful weekend. I am going to be doing mediumship demonstrations on Friday evening and a workshop teaching people who are there how to open up and become their own psychic and medium and have their own experiences. Like I said, it can be taught. And if you come to Seattle and you come to the East West Bookshop, I will be teaching you how to do that. And then the rest of the day on Saturday and all day Sunday, I'm doing private readings for people. So you can always sign up. Go to my website, VincentJenna.com, and go to the events page, and you can read all about it and link there to sign up for readings or the workshop or the event itself. Then, if you are in the Raleigh area or plan on coming to the Raleigh area, August 25th is the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. It's actually the 24th and 25th, but on the 25th, on my website, it says that it's at 5 p.m. It is not 5 p.m. It's from 3 to 5 p.m. 3 to 5 p.m., you're going to get past life regression. I'm doing past life regression for the entire audience. It's such a powerful experience when it's more than one person in the room. Private regressions, they're fun. They're great. We have a good time with them. But when you're doing it in a group and everybody is experiencing it at the same time, it actually feeds into everyone else's experience. So it's pretty powerful to go on a past life regression with a group of people. And the room only holds about 75 people, and I'm usually sold out by then. So you still check it out. Again, go to my website, and it's from 3 to 5. I don't know why on my website it says 5 o'clock, but it is from 3 to 5 p.m. So be sure to come to that one. Then we have in September is the Soul Summit Scottsdale, which I'm so looking forward to. That's from September the 12th through the 15th, and they're all day events. And we've got people like John Holland is going to be there with me. Suzanne Giesman is going to be there. Howard Martin, who created the concept of heart math, is going to be there. We've got so many powerful, wonderful luminaries who are going to be there giving talks, giving workshops. I'm going to be doing a workshop. My most important one, which is Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable. That's my workshop. My talk is going to be on how to talk with animals, how to actually communicate with your pets and other animals. So we're all capable of doing that, and we're going to do that at the Soul Summit. So check that out as well. In October, over here in the Raleigh area again, the Academy of Spiritual and Consciousness Studies Conference is taking place with another group of luminaries that I get the such joy and an honor speaking with these people. And it's all about growth, spiritual growth. That's what even the summit is about, raising your vibrations, living a life of high vibration. So you want to be able to take classes, read books, go to spiritual centers in order to continue to grow and evolve. Don't just stay where you are. Don't just settle for the life that you have now. You always want to keep growing no matter how much you enjoy your life. There's even more. Life is a candy store. Remember I said that? And so don't just hover around the jelly bean jar because there's a lot of jelly beans. There's so many other wonderful pieces of candy in this store here that you are entitled to. And the only way you're going to do that is by stepping forward and doing things for yourself. So go out and do things for yourself. And if you really want to do something for yourself, you definitely want to attend my three-day weekend, which is going to be in December at Kripalu in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's a wonderful education center, just like Omega Institute in New York. Well, Kripalu is another education center, and it's going to be a three-day weekend of just working on how to stop stopping yourself, the workshop that I do. I use this show to share different concepts, but the workshop really gets into the nitty-gritty of the issues that you're dealing with, and we work with each individual, group work, individual work, all of this experiential things that you're going to be doing in the class to help you get rid of all your blockages and your resistances. So that is definitely a worthwhile workshop to be able to participate in. And if you love cruising, you definitely want to go on a cruise with the Science of Mind and Unity members combined, the philosophies combined. And that is the first week of January, actually January 5th to the 13th. It's going to be on the new Stottendam, which is Holland America's brand new ship, which is absolutely gorgeous. And we're cruising the Caribbean out of Fort Lauderdale. So you check that information out also on my website. We have unbelievable spiritual leaders there. So it's not just about going to a workshop, taking a class, or getting a reading from me. It's about relaxing, having fun, and cruising with us. And in that mode, that relaxed state of mind, just spending time with a spiritual leader and teacher, you wind up being fed so much and you absorb so much. So not everything has to be in a formal classroom situation, right? Or structure where you're sitting there intently and you're taking notes. There is a time for that. But then there is a time to relax and then absorb. And so this is an opportunity to sit in the lounge, have a pina colada, a Shirley Temple, whatever your pleasure is, and talk and share and enjoy the company of like-minded individuals, because this is a new thought. It's new Stottendam, but it's on new thought principles, and just get fed spiritual food besides wonderful food on the ship itself. the spiritual food is abundant and an entire week of just being fed that. So take advantage of that type of journey. Though you definitely want to check that out. So those are all my events so far to the end of the year. There's always more. I'm already booking more into next year. And it's always wonderful to be able to meet you personally. So if you ever have a chance to come to one of my workshops, please come up. Tell me that you listen to my show. Introduce yourself to me. Let's talk. Let's meet on a personal level and go even deeper. So I'm looking forward to that. Though all of that is fabulous. So let's turn to the phones now, all right? So if you have any question at all, any psychic, anything that is deep within you that a psychic answer or a mediumship connection can help, please call in. The number is 816-251-3555. Don't be afraid. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to give your name. Be anonymous. Just tell the producer when you call in that I don't want to be notified. I don't want to be identified, not notified, identified. So give a call, and we're going to go to the lines right now. And I have got Carlos. Carlos, you're on the air with Vince and Jenna. How are you today? You there, Carlos? Okay, I can't hear Carlos. Carlos, did you put yourself on mute? Unmute your phone if you're muted. No, all right. I know you're on the line. Jeff, you've got him? Okay, so Carlos, are you with us? Carlos may have been taking a break with all the talking that I was doing previously. I hope you come back to us. All right, probably something with the phone line right now. We'll get Carlos back and anybody else who wants to call. Gosh, okay. So here's one of the things that I'd like to talk about today. It always comes up in my readings, which is really important for everybody to understand, because this is the work that I do, right? This is, I keep telling people that you don't believe what you think you believe, right? So when I'm doing my readings and I'm going in there and I'm seeing within you and I'm seeing your past, I don't just see your past. I see what's on your heart. I see the scars. I see the hurts. And so what winds up happening is I present that to people that I'm doing readings for. I tell them that I know that this happened and this happened and this has scarred you. And a lot of times people are not necessarily aware of the actual scar. They remember the circumstance, but they're not aware of the damage that it possibly had caused. Or they may be aware of it and they've been doing a lot of work. And a lot of people, it mostly do work, no matter what your story is from your past, okay? We have an natural, innate part of the human mind which always wants to move forward. Carl Jung was a contemporary psychologist who died within the past decade. And his theory and his practice was based on what he called humanist psychology. And he believed and theorized that all people would move in a forward direction and want to move in a forward direction. And all that has to be done in order for that to happen is to remove the constraints of the environment. So in other words, take away everything that is stopping the person. And it could be restrictions. It could be messages that this person had received. Constraints can be all sorts of negative messages. You're not good enough. We talked about those. I call them the I'm nots. Carl Rogers called them the environmental constraints. But they all serve the same purpose. They hold us back. They keep us from being self-motivated. They keep us from believing in ourselves. And they keep us from moving forward. So if you remove all of that stuff, we innately want to grow. We innately want to evolve. And we always want to move forward. And it makes sense because that's what our souls know. We come from a divine force. And in that divine force is all powerful. We're created in its image. That divine force, by the way, also evolves. Okay, so if you want to believe that God is all it is now, you're wrong. Because if it is all powerful and all unlimited, then it's not reached its own peak. Okay, it's still growing as well, and it grows as we grow. That's the whole plan. That's the whole reason why the God force even created us. It created us because it's an intelligence, and its intelligence realized that if it shares its ability with others, rather than just experience existence on its own, it knew it was going to continue to grow with it each new experience that we even go through. And therefore, we continue to grow. So we're constantly wanting to grow without even knowing it. So when we say people are lazy, people are unmotivated, people, if given the chance, would just sit back and do nothing, that's all untrue, you know. This is a social constraint, a belief that all we need is money and then I won't go to work. If I won the lottery, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to sit back and do nothing. Well, if you've heard the story of many people who win the lottery, they continue to work. They don't give up work, not unless they're absolutely miserable with the job that they have. But most people like to continue to work because we like that progression of our minds and our experiences. So we would continue to move forward. Okay. So why am I making that point? This is because for the most part, you've all grown to a certain extent. You've all worked through many of your issues from your stories, okay? However, what you've not been able to recognize is that the scars are still there, and the scars can get in the way. So I'll have a caller. And, oh my gosh, I know all about spiritual concepts. I've been practicing the law of attraction. I'm a minister. I had this recently. I'm a minister. I'm a spiritual teacher. I was even a special ed teacher. I was a psychotherapist for some. I mean, this person like did everything in her life, but still feels blocks and all of a sudden become totally demotivated, feels totally lazy, just wants to sit back and watch TV and feels really bad about that. She doesn't know how to get to the next level. And so I went in there and I saw his scars, and one of the major things that I shared with her is, well, you don't believe you're good enough and you don't love yourself unconditionally. And she's like, oh my gosh, no, I spent years working on that. I mean, I told her entire past. I tapped into that right away. I saw the abuse she went through. I saw all of the negative experiences that she had, all right, that got in the way. And I shared that with her. And she knew that I was linked in with her because I was spot on about every single thing that I said. But she couldn't understand that she didn't believe in herself. She said, I've done so much work on myself. I've year after year, I've even gone to therapy. How is it possible that I still don't love myself? And for the most part, that's the work that I have to do. Okay. Next week, like I said, we're going to be talking about what's stopping you, what's actually stopping you. So this is a touch on that. But the whole thing is I've got to burst a lot of people's bubbles. I actually have to burst their defense mechanisms because they're not seeing still what's deep down inside of them, the hurt, the scar. Okay, that's in there. And everybody wants to believe that they're doing the right thing, that they believe in themselves. Even people that don't have the proper relationships. Oh, I can have an hour's worth of argument with somebody trying to tell them you don't think you're lovable. And oh my God, they're telling me absolutely not. I know I'm lovable. That is not the case. And so I'm like, wow, arguing with a psychic, that's a new concept. You must be psychic yourself and then see what I don't see. but I'm seeing things that you can't see. That's the whole reason why you even call a psychic, is what do you see that I don't see? Okay. And when you do, just a piece of advice, listen. When we come back on the other side, we got a commercial coming up right now. And when we come back on the other side of the commercial, again, please call in for readings and having your questions answered. But we're going to talk more about those defense mechanisms. Thank you for joining me on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. This is Vince and Jenna, and I'll see you in just a minute.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If you've been inspired by the programming on Unity Online Radio, we hope you will give your support so others may be inspired too. This online radio network depends on the support of listeners like you to continue operating and expand its outreach. Go to unityonlineradio.org and click on Donate today.
Here's a Unity Wisdom moment with Iyanla Van Zandt, taken from a Celebrate Your Life event in Phoenix, Arizona.
The universe is not going to wait for you. And if you keep talking yourself out of what you're told to do because of your negative self-talk or the crazy you inherited, somebody else is going to pick up on the idea. How many times have you been told to do something and you start figuring out the how? But the philosopher Nietzsche told us, if you've got a strong enough what, the how will be provided. The way you do the things that the universe is calling you to do is don't ask how. When you get the instruction, just start moving. Everything else will show up for you.
To find a Celebrate Your Life event near you, visit celebrateyourlife.com.
Experts say picking up a pen and paper and writing things down can have some amazing benefits. Spark some creativity by sketching, doodling, and writing down what you want in life with a set of Unity Inspiration Notepads. They come in three inspirational designs with themes of gratitude, intention setting, and visualization. These are great tools to keep on your desk and use every day. Just $12.99 for a set of three. Pick up yours today at unityonline.org/shop.
Get your copy of Unity Magazine this month and discover timeless spiritual principles that you can apply to your life today. David White discusses the connection between poetry and presence, Dan Millman outlines the four purposes of life, and Mirabai Starr celebrates the divine feminine in an excerpt from her latest book, Wild Mercy. Subscribe for 1 year and save $5 off the cover price and get the digital edition free. Go to unitymagazine.org and get a free trial issue today.
Discover how to connect with our loved ones on the other side with Suzanne Giesman and Messages of Hope. Tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. Central as Suzanne shares evidence that love never dies. In evidential medium, spiritual teacher, and author, Suzanne brings hope and healing through her gift of communication with those who have passed. Suzanne brings messages of hope and love that go straight to the heart. Tune in this Thursday right here on Unity Online Radio.
Call now with your question or comment. 816-251-3555. That's 816-251-3555.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Yes, I am Vincent Jenna, and tomorrow is the 4th of July for the United States of America. I got to share something about that. I've got some callers on the line. We're going to come right to you, so hang in there just a moment. Whenever there is a patriotic celebration recently for me, my heart aches. It aches. It aches because the celebration for our country isn't the country that was created by our forefathers. When John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and the others and Benjamin Franklin, when they all sat down to decide that they wanted to become independent from England and King George, I know that they did not see a country that we have become today. We are one of acceptance. We are one of freedom, but we're one of equality because the entire Constitution was based on that, and the Declaration itself is based on acknowledging our equalness, that we are all under the eyes of God, and therefore that we all deserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is not what we're experiencing in the country today. And my heart aches because I know that they're upset. And, you know, as a medium, and all mediums, we get to connect with spirits. And we don't have to be of a special level for a famous person or an ascended master to talk with us, because when they're on the other side, anybody is willing to talk with us, all right? I've had my fair share of special people coming to me, or what we would call special people. And so I know, I hear from the messages. Actually, John Adams is for some reason, I'm very connected to John Adams, even though he was not always very liked because he was obstinate. But you know what? His obstinance is what made the country. If it wasn't for his obstinance, we wouldn't be here. And so I kind of feel, when I'm obstinate at times, that I relate to John Adams, because when you've got an idea in your head and you know it's a real good one, you don't always want to give it up. And I don't give up my ideas. And my idea is to get this country back, not make it great again, because it's always been great. And it's been covered up by a lot of nonsense and negativity. And each one of us need to hold up to our values. So when you see someone that can be intimidated by what's going on, an immigrant, a Muslim, a gay person. We just finished celebrating Gay Pride Month. Do you know how ridiculous that is? Do you know why it's ridiculous? Because we shouldn't have to celebrate a pride in being in the sexual preference that you have. How about the pride of the human you've become? You know, Human Pride Month. How about Human Pride Year and Lifetime? That's what we're supposed to be celebrating. And it's terrible that we have to have those recognition time periods, that we have to bring out all my families that are LGBTQ, whatever they are, all my friends and them, they're just as normal and natural as the rest of us and just as equal as the rest of us. So to have to make a point of pointing that out to everybody, this not America. Okay. And so this 4th of July, I am celebrating the values that we always had in America, the love and the compassion that we always had, the acceptance, that Statue of Liberty, send me your tired and your poor, does not have afterwards until our capacity is filled up and we're annoyed by you, but then you can't come anymore. You know, that's not on the rest of the Statue of Liberty. So I am celebrating what we stood for, not what we stand for now. And join me in that so that we can bring this country back, because we can feed the pool, the patriotic pool of what America really is, and regain that, which I feel we're going to be doing that pretty soon, because Americans, true Americans, not the ones with the big mouths that fly the flag and condemn everybody, not those aren't Americans. Those are just big mouth people who are unhappy with their lives, and they're projecting it out onto everybody else. We talk about that. I'm talking about the people who do care and do love, and those of you who are listening to this radio show. So a happy 4th of July in that way to everybody. I hope you all have a very safe and valued and American celebration. All right, so I needed to say that. Now I'm going to go to the phone. Okay, so we're turning to Teresa. Teresa, you are on the air with Vincent. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Vincent. Thank you so much for sharing your gift with all of us.
Wow, you're very welcome. Thank you for recognizing it. It says something more about you than it says about me, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. My question has to do with my granddaughter. I have four grandchildren, one which I love. I love all of them dearly. But there is one of my grandchildren, Elizabeth, who I have a really special connection with, and I can't even explain it. I could just cry even thinking about it. She fills my heart. We have like a heart-to-heart connection somehow. I mean, when she cries, I cry. She's 7 years old, but I have a very special connection with her. And I don't know if that's something in my past that I've had with her, if we came here with a certain contract. I'm not really sure, but I was wondering if you could tell me something about that.
Yeah, I have the exact same relationship with one of my grandsons. I know he came into the world. He chose our family because he knew I would be his grandfather and therefore be able to guide him in the best way that possible. And your granddaughter has done the same thing. You have had relationships in the past, but you are on a spiritual journey, aren't you, Teresa?
Yes, I am. My mother passed last year, and ever since I have been on this journey, yes.
Yes, exactly. And your granddaughter, before her soul, knew that you were going to be on a spiritual journey, and she has a purpose, a spiritual purpose in this lifetime of helping and healing people. And she needed you to help guide that out of her. You don't have a heart-to-heart connection. You have a soul-to-soul connection, which is why it's even more powerful than the human heart-to-heart connection. So your soul knows her soul. And gosh, when I first experienced that when my grandson was born, the first time I held him in my arms, I couldn't hold him very long because he was burning my arms. His energy, he released his energy. Nobody else had experienced that except me and my wife. And we both looked at each other and knew that something was special was going on because it was his way of letting us know that there was this special connection. So every time we held him, oh my gosh, we put him down, our arms were dripping wet. And nobody else experienced that. Nobody else ever felt that connection, not even his own parents, my son. But my son also knew, no, I definitely think he's got a special connection to you. He listens to me all the time. He's 12 years old. He listens to my podcasts. He follows everything I do. He brags in school about what his poppy does. You know, and it's just an amazing thing. I never said anything to him like that, but he is psychic and intuitive, which your granddaughter is as well. And yeah. You are going to, yes, and you're the one who understands it and is going to guide her. So you're right. It's not that you love her more, but you definitely love her different, Teresa. And it's okay. Do not feel guilty about that. Just know, all right, she's going to be coming to you more. You're going to have great communication with her. You already do. And keep on your journey, keep expanding your belief system so you can help her with hers. There will be some emotionalisms in her own family, in her nuclear family. And so you will understand her better than her own parents. And so just understand that's what you're her teacher. You're her mentor in this lifetime, and that's why she's come. That was the arrangement and the agreement you had before you came down here. You were both actually one lifetime you were brother and sister. I'm definitely seeing that. I'm feeling that you were like soulmate. You were partners in a past life. I'm trying to see who was the male and who was the female, but you were lovers. In a past life as well. You were together at a very young age, boyfriend and girlfriend, for sure. But died young, so killed in a battle or something. Some other community came in, and civilization came in, and they were aggressive, very aggressive. There's a lot of land around, not a lot of buildings. So we're talking about the older a while ago when we were living more in valleys and things like that. And so you died. You both of you, I believe, were either in your late teens or early 20s when you were killed. So you didn't get a chance to complete your relationship. This time around, you wanted to use everything, again, like I said, as a plan to be able to help. And so you were destined to come together again in a different way. And so you're her mentor, okay?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she has been seeing, I don't know if it's angels or spirits. She can't really, of course, because she was very young. She couldn't really communicate it since she was little. And I do try to develop that with her and bring that out in her.
And you should. And it's okay to know right now she's at an age where it's being filtered away. Understand that that happens. You get, we have a filtration system. And unless there's somebody there to keep reminding you, then you forget it altogether. But yes, at a very young age, that's exactly what happened. My grandson was 3 years old when he had his first psychic and mediumship experience. And I understood it. And right away, it was always so funny because whenever he'd say anything to his parents, if he said it to his mother would say to my son, call your father. it's just like, you got to tell your father. Or my son would call me up and say, hey, dad, you're not going to believe what Noah said. And I'm like, I'll believe it. What happened? What did he do? You know, and he gives me this. And even with us, in my experience with them, my wife would turn around and say, I almost got into a car accident. I was driving nowhere, and you're not going to believe what he said. He was 3.5 years old. He remembered a past life. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "No, it's very exciting too." But then they forget. But where you will still see the indication of that is through their wisdom. My grandson is very wise, and he's very interested in adult information. Since he was 8 years old, he would come. He loves sports, so he used to record all the games, even shows games that my son wasn't into, and then he'd sit and watch them. But every day before school, he would listen to CNN. At eight years old, because he wanted to know what was going on in the world. I'm just like, okay, that definitely is weird. This is like,
she's wise, but she's very sensitive as well. Very, very.
Yes, so is my son. You got to be. You're going to be sensitive. In order to be in touch here, she's in his right, her right brain. My grandson is in his right brain. That's where the emotions are. That's where your intuition is, the creative side and the nurturing side. Help her stay there and deal with her emotions. Okay, Teresa.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. You take care now.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we're going over right now to Maria. Maria, you're on the air with Vincent. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for calling in. So what is your question for me today?
Well, I think I've just, like, really been through it with, like, relationship-wise, and I kind of just, like, want to know, like, and kind of in specific to, like, my daughter's dad, like, what I should do.
You're not with your daughter's dad anymore, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right. Here is the thing. I've got your grandfather is talking to me. It's your father's father. Yes. Okay. And he is telling me about the experiences you had growing up. And he's talking about the experiences many of your family members had when they were growing up.
Yeah.
And he's saying it was very painful for you.
Yes.
That, right. Okay. So you grew up not knowing or believing that you were lovable. Okay, Maria? And why that matters is because if you know anything about the law of attraction, if you don't know anything about the law of attraction, and even if you do, I would suggest getting a book and reading it or listening to it to regain the information about the law of attraction. I'm going to tell you why you're attracting what you're attracting, but I want you to learn more about it so you can gain control of what you're attracting, okay?
Okay.
All right. The way the law of attraction works is the God force is a power that's out there that we're connected to. We're actually part of it, okay? The way God created us was by becoming us. So that's why we're automatically connected and we're automatically co-creators with this God force. But we don't create through our conscious thoughts. We don't create from what we think we believe. We create from what's in our unconscious minds deep down within us. So little Maria is in there. And she still is, and she'll always be there. You're an accumulation of your entire lifetime. Just because you're an adult now, Maria, doesn't mean little Maria isn't there. Of course she's there. As a matter of fact, she's influencing so much of your life. She's the one that's been getting in the way of you attracting the right person. So what happens is you become a young adult and you say, oh, I want a partner, just like you're asking me now. Oh, I want, how do I get a good partner? I want a partner. And you think you believe you deserve one and you think you believe you're good enough. And so you start the energy getting ready to flow out into the universe. But before the energy leaves you, little Maria without you knowing, turns around and says, yeah, but you're not going to get anybody special. You're not going to get anybody deserving. You're not lovable. You're not good enough. Now, that's the energy that goes out into the universe. And then lo and behold, you meet someone. It doesn't matter if somebody introduces you to this person. It doesn't matter if you meet them online. It doesn't matter if you meet them at the grocery store while you're squeezing melons and tasting the grapes. However you meet this person, it's because you attracted through your energy this person to you. And maybe in the beginning, it seems nice because everybody in the courtship phase of a relationship always acts nice, right? Then as time goes on, the real person comes out. But the reason why it turns sour is because like attracts like, which means in your core, if you don't believe you're lovable, you're attracting a man who doesn't believe he's lovable. It comes out differently because of gender and personality styles. But here you've got these two people who don't believe they're lovable. They're trying to get love from each other, but they don't have it because they don't have it for themselves. You don't have it for yourself. And then all of a sudden you start seeing the negative side come out of the person because that's exactly what your unconscious mind expected. You never expected to get anything good. You never expected it to last. A matter of fact, you'd sabotage it even if it was going well because you never believed you were deserving enough or lovable enough. And that's why every one of your relationships, including when you were younger and a teenager, was sour, Maria. Now, yeah. How to make them better? You've got to go back inside there in Maria and talk with little Maria. You've got to re-raise her. There are many, many therapists and counselors that did inner child work, especially in the 70s and the 80s, because they realized the influence that your inner beliefs and the little kid inside of you, those experiences that you have, they realized how influential it was. And it is. It's very important because, like I said, you're tapped into the creating force, but in your unconscious mind, not your conscious mind. So whatever is in your unconscious mind, that's what's going to be manifested. A matter of fact, it's not just the lover, Maria, that you're having problems with. It's also fulfillment of a career and a dream. You don't even think you're good enough, so there is no major dream there. I don't even feel a dream. I don't feel your health being at its best. I feel you can go in an unhealthy direction with your body because of the negative self-feelings you have. So you have to heal little Maria. You also have to detach emotionally from family members, which doesn't mean that you have to cut them out of your life. But you have to stop making what they say and believe so important in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Culturally, you know, our cultures are beautiful because they give diversity to the world. However, a lot of cultures, their norms and their principles are formed for survival reasons. And some cultures the families had to pull together in order to survive because of all the nonsense that was going on around them, right? But those family members are just the same as the other humans out there that are messing up in the world. They have issues too. And now you've got all these people who have issues having children and raising the children with their issues and their hurts because they never did anything to heal them. And those hurts get passed down. And the longer you stay attached to that family emotionally, the more you need them to prove to you you're lovable, the more you get hurt. And so you need to detach yourself from that need, Maria, at this point in your life. What's the area that you live in? You know, obviously, don't give me any address or anything on the air, but what area do you live in?
Charlotte. North Carolina.
Oh, you're right over here by me, hon.
Yes.
Fabulous. And do you have other family members with you in the area?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, your parents and everything. And do they constantly want to give you advice?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, that's going to make you feel like they don't believe in you. That's number one. And number two, I don't necessarily think they've got all the answers. Right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Right, because they've got their own issues and problems that they haven't solved. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And meanwhile, they're trying to tell you how to solve yours.
Yes.
Right, of course. So you got to figure it out yourself, hon. You got to spend some alone time. I know you would really love unconditional love and a companion, but in order to attract the right one, you have to do self-work. You have to, like I said, you have to go in there on a daily basis. I was abused also as a child. I don't know if you know my story, but you can go listen to it on any of my interviews. I was completely abused until I was 17 years old, not only by all the kids in the school, but at home by my parents. I was sexually molested, all of that. So I know what it's like not to believe in yourself and not to love yourself. And I've got little Vinny, the human part of me, that constantly wants to jump in there and say, you're not good enough. You're not going to get what you want. You don't deserve it. And I have to be on top of him. And so I talk with him and God on a daily basis. I talk with God to constantly get the guidance and remind me of my magnificence and the good work I'm doing. And I talk with little Vinny to remind him about how good he really is. Because if it was up to little Vinny, and he's gotten in my way before, he would be manifesting my life and stopping everything, hon. So that's the work you need to do. And I love that we have to, unfortunately, time is up. You can always contact me, Maria, and so can anybody else out there. If you want a full reading, go to my website at vincentjenna.com. Thank you so much, Maria, for joining me today and sharing that. You're so very welcome. Join me again next week and the week after that, and continue to listen to Unity Radio, because that's where you're going to vibrate to a higher level. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I am Vincent Jenna, your host. And thank you for joining me today. Everyone, take care and have a blessed and safe 4th of July. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
What is it you really want in life? No matter what you've been through, you can still achieve it. I'm Sandra Ann Taylor, and in my Energy Activation podcast, we'll explore the science of manifestation, and I'll give you specific techniques to shift your energy in order to make your dreams a reality. I also do live energy readings, and you can be a part of the show by emailing your questions to me at sandrataylor.net. Join me on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.